Okay, Uncle Will, everybody.
Several years ago, many years ago, in fact, I got this saw. And I want to tell you about it. It's not a musical saw, and I don't play any music with it. But something very important happened to me when I was 10 years old. And if you want to know how old I am, that was in 1936 when I was 10 years old. So I was born in 1926. And this saw came to me from my father. I don't know how old this saw is. It's a lot older than I am. That's all I know about it. And one day my wife said to me, because I was going to build something, she was kidding me, and she says, you always build things like they're going to last for 100 years. Why do you do that? And I said, well, I just got it from my father, who always built things horse high, hog tight, and bull strong. And that's the way I like to build things. And I was going to build something that day, and I went out to the garage, and I got this saw down. And that made me think about, why do I build things like that? And I thought, it went back to what I learned from my father. One day, I was up at Roger's house, and we were building, when I'm 10 years old, we were building a tree house, a tree fort or something that we up in the tree. And I was maybe 10 feet up in the tree, and I had this piece of 4x4 in my hand that I needed to get rid of. So I threw it out of the tree. It went right down on the ground and smashed in to the handle of this saw. And it broke the saw handle. And Roger said to me, "Oh, you broke your dad's saw." He'd said dad. I always said daddy, because where my family's from the South, and we just say daddy. And Roger said to me, "What are you going to do?" And I says, "I don't know." He said, "Your dad's going to get mad." And I said, "I don't know." He says, "What are you going to tell him?" And I said, "I don't know." But I went down and I out of the tree and I picked up the saw that I had broken, and I took it home. And I took it back to the basement and I hung it up where Daddy always hung the saw. And I left it there, knowing that sooner or later I was going to have to tell Daddy. But I couldn't tell him right away because he worked nights. And this was and I would get home from school. He would be already gone to work. I'd go to bed before he came home, and I'm up and gone to school in the morning. So I hung this saw up on the rack where he always kept it. Came Friday, Daddy's day off. That's when I knew I had to face the music. Went down to the basement, got the saw, the broken saw, and took it up and showed it to Daddy. And I said, "Daddy, I'm sorry." Daddy said, I said, "I'll save my money to buy you a new saw." Daddy said, He said, "Let me see the saw." So I handed the saw to Daddy. Daddy says, "Let's go down to the basement." So we went down to the basement, and Daddy took this saw. He took these three screws out right here, right out of there. And when he took those three screws out, then the handle came off. And when it came off, it was in two pieces where it had broken. And Daddy looked at it and he says, "I don't think you're going to need to buy me a new saw," which was a good thing because it would have been a six-month allowance problem. If I had had an allowance, and I don't remember that I had an allowance. But he took the saw in the two pieces, and he drilled a hole right through the break, right through here. And then he got a dowel that was the right size, and he put glue on the dowel, and he put glue in the hole that was there, and then he put it in the vise. And he said, now, tomorrow, this will be dry, and this saw will be like new. But you need to get some sandpaper, and you need to sand down the rough edges of this dowel that we put in there. And then, because Daddy always took such good care of his tools, he said, you get a rag with a little oil on it and wipe the blade before you hang it back. I never knew Daddy to put away a tool that he had not cleaned. And if it needed oil, it was oiled. And so that's what we did. And the next day, I went down there into the basement, got the saw down, and I sanded this off right here and right here, and put the saw back together. And that was the next day. Then he had Friday off, so that was Saturday. So Saturday, I went down and did that, and since there was no school on Saturday, Daddy was home in the morning because he didn't go to work. He worked the night shift. And so I took it up and showed it to Daddy, and he said, that looks good, but you need to go down and do a little more sanding, get this a little bit better. And I did that, took it up, showed it to Daddy. He said, okay, that's all right. Now go down and put some oil on the blade and hang it back up. And I did that, and I hung that saw back up, and oiled it, and hung it back up where it belonged. And you know, that's the last time Daddy and I ever discussed this saw. But I have kept this saw since I broke it. I was 10 years old, and that was in 1936. So this saw, I'm now 86 years old, and this saw is older than I am, and it's still a good saw, and I still use it. And I learned a lot about how daddies should treat their kids. Thank you.